Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
There are some folks who just don't seem to get it. When things are really dark and dismal, they talk about rejoicing and giving thanks. Annoying, aren't they? After all, when the lights go out, you're supposed to weep and howl, right? Just a minute. If the lights start to go out, and you know that your father controls the switch, and he has told you that you won't be left in total darkness, it's just not the same. It's like somebody dressed up as a boogeyman trying to scare you when you know it's just a jerk with a sheet over his head. I never cease to be amazed at the insights Paul had to suffering and difficulty, which gave him the strength to survive the darkness of a prison cell and the difficulties which he constantly faced. In his letter to the Corinthians, this man opened his heart and told about beatings, rejection, and the hostilities which confronted him. Floundering around on floating debris after your ship goes down isn't exactly a Mediterranean cruise. Now, he endured all of that. Yet he described these as light and momentary troubles. Wow, he made what I gripe about pretty insignificant. Driving to Guidelines' office, our car was rear-ended by a youthful driver whose license had been long suspended. But we escaped without any real physical damage. What's a stiff neck compared to the concern of a young mother who says that the doctor thinks her unborn baby may be a Down syndrome child never able to live a normal life? At times, Paul despaired of even living, but he never called for euthanasia to become law to eliminate those difficult situations facing us. No way. Steadfastly, he held to his conviction that he who had begun a good work in his life would continue that until he met the Savior. From a prison cell, not a resort hotel, on a white sandy beach, he wrote, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." Either you have to be a religious fanatic, a sort of imbalanced lunatic to write such things, or else you have to be possessed with a quiet certainty that God runs your life, and that He is engineering the circumstances, no matter how dark, how desperate, or how much it seems that the bad guys are really running the show. Hey friend, where are you in relationship to what drives away your joy and happiness? Someone said, "Well, under the circumstances, I'm not too bad." Circumstances, though, are like a heavy blanket that will smother you. God wants you to know, no matter what the circumstances, He's above them, and He wants you there too. In every set of circumstances, in every situation, says Paul, I can praise and thank Him. Why? Because things are not going the way I want them to go? No. Because God is above those difficulties, and He can use them and turn them around. Others may mean it for evil, but God means it for good. The knowledge that God is in control of your life and that you belong to Him are tremendous attitude adjusters. They'll lift you out of the dungeon of self-pity and despair and help you trust Him for today. Before you know it, says a paraphrase of Philippians 4:6, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good, will come and settle you down. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the center of your life. Yes, faith makes the difference. Once again, here's what Paul said. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you. And friend, that you must take by faith. Praising God cuts through the gloom. It's the only shortcut to victory. I'd like to hear from you. You can send an email to Guidelines at this email address, guidelines@guidelines.org.